We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Here we are 5 days away from August. Normally, the conventions would be gearing up. The excitement would be there. We're 99 days, I think it is, away from Election Day now. And yet the presidential race, while there, seems to be running in the background. Sarah Niebler joins us, assistant professor of political science at Dickinson College, to talk about the latest. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
I appreciate your time, Professor. You know, the president has certainly changed his tune, however you want to phrase it, as it relates to it. And he's decided to begin these or reinstitute the daily briefings as it relates to COVID-19, a much different, I hate to say show, because he even called it a show earlier, what he was doing, and talked about great ratings, et cetera.
Right.
But first of all, why did he decide to do it?
That's a good question. I mean, I think he, if we want to put that in the context of the presidential race, right? So there's one whole aspect of this that is, he's doing these briefings because of the public health necessity of doing briefings and communicating with the American public about the importance of wearing masks and staying socially distant to try to contain hospitalizations and outbreaks and things. So there's the public health side of that, which is obviously should be the most important reason to conduct the briefings. But if you want to think about it a little bit more in the context of the presidential race, I think he's doing it because of the visibility, right? He's pretty regularly kind of poking fun at Joe Biden for staying in his basement in Delaware and doing smaller interviews and things like that. The president has a stage. The president has a national stage anytime he wants to be able to be on the news. And so I think the briefings are a part of that in terms of his visibility and making sure that people know that he's out there doing what he's supposed to be doing as president.
But the president is who he is, and
right.
You know, I got Wednesday on the pool. I was kidding around with our news director earlier for the day that he loses it and reverts back, because he loves to spar with the press, and it seems as though sometimes they can keep him contained for a while, but then he goes back to putting on an hour and a half show. So do you think he sticks with this? I don't know what the people in the Superdome. Pardon me, what the people in the White House say. You know, they always have sources where the media uses the people in the White House. The White House uses the media. It's a symbiotic relationship. But what are sources saying? Does he like this new thing, or is he kind of saying, all right, I'll do it, but I don't like it?
I was going to say, I think based on previous versions of this, right, I think you're correct that he's not likely to stick with this for too long. What usually happens and what has happened in the past is that he'll go out, he'll do the briefings for a couple of days, have a more serious tone. People will say, oh, maybe he's turned over a new leaf. He's toning it down a little bit. And then he gets coverage. In some ways, the coverage that says that, I think, bothers him in some ways. And he goes back to kind of his more inflammatory self. So I see no reason to expect that this time will be drastically different than that.
So as it relates to branding, and whether you agree with it or not agree with it, the president is definitely making an attempt to brand COVID-19 or the coronavirus the China flu. There's no doubt about that. That's what he's trying to do. So to what political end is he doing this?
I think it's a really dangerous idea, honestly, because we've taken what is a and should be a public health crisis, and the president has turned it into a political issue. And we see this playing out in a variety of ways, dealing with voting and voting by mail and other things like that that shouldn't be political issues that become partisan political issues. And here, again, we've taken a public health crisis, an issue that the vast majority of other countries in the world have contained over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. And we, I think in part because of Trump's desire to make it partisan, the U.S. is not a country that has it particularly well contained at this point. And that's why you're seeing conversations about whether we should open schools or not, with the, you know, the risk of opening schools, all of the harm to the economy that continues to be realized because we can't send people back to work as readily. And the U.S. is the country, you know, especially in terms of democratized countries, that seems to be struggling with this the most. And I think that's because of the partisan nature of this issue right now.
Yeah. But let me take a break. And when we come back, I just want to know, what's he trying to do? Why is he trying? Who is he trying to appeal to by doing that? Is that going to motivate anybody anywhere to vote because he's calling it the China flu? That's what I don't get. And maybe there is is no reason for it. I don't know. I also want to talk about Joe Biden and his running mate. And I think he's supposed to pick a running mate on Saturday, August 1st. And who do you think that might be? Sarah Niebler is our guest, assistant professor of political science at Dickinson College. It is 6:51 now, 9 before 7. That's time to look at traffic here on WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. August 1st is on Saturday, and the election to determine who's going to be in the White House for the next 4 years is about 99 days away. Sarah Niebler is our guest, assistant professor of political science at Dickinson College. And Professor, before the break, I was wondering about the China flu and why the president would try to brand it as such. And I guess maybe he hopes that if for whatever reason people are angry about the flu, they won't blame him. They'll blame China, perhaps?
I think that's part of it. I think, taking a kind of political angle on this, I think he's trying to imitate the type of campaign he ran 4 years ago. And if you recall back, it seems like a long time ago, but if you recall back to that campaign, right, Trump was always talking about different racial and ethnic groups with inflammatory language, and he won that election. And so I think there's a part of him that thinks if he just continues to do that, he'll win this time around. But I think it's a different time. It's much harder to run as an outsider who wants to, if you remember, drain the swamp was part of his language from 4 years ago. It's a lot harder to run in that position when you're the incumbent. It just doesn't add up for people, and it can create confusion, or we call it cognitive dissonance, right, when things don't kind of match up for voters. So I think it's a different kind of race this time, but I think he's trying to rely on the same strategies and tactics that helped him win 4 years ago.
So let's talk about Joe Biden and the Democrats. I think they said he's supposed to announce a vice presidential running mate on Saturday, August 1st. It would seem to me, Professor, that if I were coaching them, if I were the head coach, I would say, you know what, guys, we got a lead here. We're going to play defense. Mm-hmm. We're not going to make the big mistake. We're not going to turn the ball over. We're just going to ground and pound and play it safe. Is that pretty much the strategy or not?
I think so. But honestly, the media talks a ton about vice presidential selections every 4 years or every 8 years, right, when a president is ready or a nominee is ready to name a vice president or a vice presidential running mate. And honestly, there's not a whole lot of evidence in the political science literature that suggests that the vice presidential nominee is all that decisive. It certainly can add or take away from a narrative that a candidate is trying to tell. And I think if you think back to the nomination of Sarah Palin by John McCain in 2008, part of what that narrative was McCain's narrative was all about his experience and his expertise and what he was bringing to the White House, particularly in comparison to a Barack Obama who had not even served a full term in the U.S. Senate. And the selection of Sarah Palin undermined that argument for expertise in some ways. So there can be parts of the story that can be affected by the vice presidential nominee. But in general, people are not going to the polls on election day or voting by mail on election day because of who the vice presidential nominee is. They're going to the polls and voting on election day because of who the presidential nominee is.
Can you make more of a mistake than you can gain points with a bad nominee? You mentioned Sarah Palin.
I think that what Biden's trying to do this time is to round out his, he's already committed to choosing a woman as his vice presidential nominee. There's a lot of talk, particularly since some of the protests around systematic racism in the U.S., or systemic racism in the U.S., rather, that he choose a black woman or a woman of color. So I think that's what he's trying to do, is sort of round out his expertise by choosing someone who complements him. So I think there can be upsides, but we often talk about the downside examples.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do. Somebody texted in and said, did I miss it, or have you asked any questions about Biden's mental capacities? I did not. Neither did I ask any questions about the president's mental capacities. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Our Blue Runner, our WWL opinion poll asking you, do you like the direction the country is headed in? We'll tell you the results when we come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.